Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Rudy. Hi, my name is Rudy, and today we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Can I ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very unsatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay. When thinking about the issues
yes.
that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you at all, and a 10 means it is very important issue to you. And I'll just spit out some topics, okay? For example, voting
okay.
rights.
Very important. So
okay.
10.
10, good. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Student loan debt.
5.
Okay. Climate change? Or climate change?
I'll say 8.
Okay. Education, kindergarten or 12th grade?
10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom?
7.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
7.
Okay. How about abortion rights?
Abortion what?
Abortion rights?
Mm-hmm. 7.
Okay. How about immigration?
6.
Okay. How about health care?
10.
Okay. How about democracy?
10.
You said 10?
Yes.
Okay. How about crime and violence?
10.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay. All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your race?
Huh?
What is your race? Are you white, black, or
black.
American?
Black.
Okay.
I'm black.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to
Good.
Vote.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. What is your, what is the year of your birth?
73.
Okay, perfect. And what is the highest level of school you have completed on the highest degree you have received?
The highest, I went to 11th grade, but I got my GED, and I did some college.
All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yeah.
Good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community. Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I would say 5.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay? So the first name up is the Republican Party.
I don't have nothing against them, so what, that'd be 5?
Neutral, right? Okay. Donald Trump.
Yeah, neutral.
A lot of people do the same reaction.
Okay. 10. That means, what that means? 10
that means
good.
You are 10 means very warm and favorable, yes.
Oh, no, 0.
Okay, very cold and unfavorable. Gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
How about the Democratic Party?
I would say 8.
Okay, how about Joe Biden?
8.
Okay, how about Kamala Harris?
It's neutral.
Neutral, okay. How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Neutral.
Okay, moving forward. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Who would you vote for?
Robert
Kennedy Jr. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, or Joe Biden, okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'd say stayed the same.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's about half and half? Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Half and a half.
Okay. Below is a list of people, events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to say Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
I don't know.
Okay, not sure.
So
Governor.
Okay, not sure.
Governor Kemp.
Okay.
How do you feel about him? Certainly did not prevent progress, or certainly prevented progress, or you're not sure?
No, he didn't. No, he made it worse with them toting all these guns.
Okay. How about white supremacists?
Well, they bad.
So, okay. President Biden.
He tried.
Let me try. What would you give him on a scale from 0 to 10?
0 to 10, I'd give him a 7.
Okay. Supreme Court.
5.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
How about the Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
Yes, 5.
Okay. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. All right, so let me read it to you, okay? The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. Would you say it motivates you to vote or not at all?
Yeah.
Or not sure? Okay.
Yeah.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. 0 to 10.
Five.
Okay. The next one reads, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. Would you strongly motivate? Okay. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr is sued to block it in Georgia, okay, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. Does that motivate you? Not okay. When we made strides toward building black power together, while there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces of constructing our advancement by standing united and maintaining patience with each other. We can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
8.
Okay. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm not going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Please select.
I guess. Okay, 5.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter to you, that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power. Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Because 0 means you are not likely to vote at all. Okay, good.
Yes,
thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same.
Okay. Do you consider yourself one-headed?
But you know you repeat the question.
Yes, and I told you I was going to repeat some questions as sometimes.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself right? Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
I'm heterosexual.
Good. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Average.
Okay. How would you describe your how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanent disabled, homemaker, or stay at home?
I'm permanent disabled. Permanent disabled.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
It's about 30,000.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and taking the time. Okay. I do appreciate you. And you have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.